Hey, this is Matthew West.
We're Casting Crowns.
Hi, this is Mac Powell from Third Day.
And now,
from coast to coast,
across the country,
and around the world.
Hey, we're Mercy Me.
This is Chris Tomlin.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeremy Camp.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
This is Natalie Grant.
Your favorite Christian songs by your favorite Christian artists.
From number 20 to number 1.
Plus, a look at the latest music news.
This is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Hebrews 4 tells us, for the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. On this weekend show, Ryan Stevenson is here to stop by to tell us what impresses him most about today's generation. Big Daddy Weave shares their thoughts on getting closer to God. The guys from Stars Go Dim are here. They'll give us the story behind their new song, You Know Me Better. And Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers opens up about what you can expect at their concerts. As always, we've got great prizes to give away, like a chance for you to win a copy of We Are Messengers' new EP called Honest. Rachel's here with the latest in Christian music news. We'll hear a special song feature from Matthew West and a brand new song from Stars Go Dim. It's going to be a great show. We're glad you're listening this weekend. Thank you. Let's get things started with the number 20 song this weekend. It's Phil Wickham, Till I Found You.
Number 20.
I searched the earth for something that could satisfy, a piece for the hurt I had buried deep inside. Knees on the floor, I finally found everything I needed. You lifted my soul and opened up my eyes. Chasing after what won't last. I'm done with building these castles that crumble like sand. Oh, knees on the floor, I finally found it. Everything I need.
Still
Till I Found You from Phil Wickham comes in at number 20 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, listen, if you like being the first to hear brand new songs and then have a chance to tell somebody what you think about those tunes, log on to our website this weekend. We're looking for new members of our hit music crew. If you'd like to hear those songs first, we would love to start sending you songs to listen to before anybody else gets to hear them. WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Don't forget, click on the Hit Music Crew banner. Now back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with Raise a Hallelujah. It's Bethel Music featuring Jonathan David Helser and Melissa Helser.
Number 19.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah.
Bethel Music featuring Jonathan David Helser and Melissa Helser. It's called Raise a Hallelujah. Number 19 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. and the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Curb Word Records have a chance now for you to win a copy of We Are Messenger's new EP called Honest. It features songs like Maybe It's Okay and The Devil Is a Liar. Just log on to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win We Are Messenger's new EP from your friends here at The Countdown. And stay tuned. We'll announce this week's winner a little bit later in the show. Ryan Stevenson is up next. And when we sat down to talk with Ryan, he told us what impresses him most about this generation.
Well, what really impresses me about this generation is the fact that they're so willing and brazen to do things that my father's generation, the baby boomers, you know, the pioneers, the go-getters, the unsettled, that are not, they're not willing to settle for that 9-to-5 because that's just not the way I feel like the Lord has crafted this generation. They're harvesters. They're willing to do things that I don't feel like generations in past have been willing or able to do. They're a whole new breed.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Stevenson there, and he's up next with his latest. This is called With Lifted Hands.
Number 18.
This world has to offer, the here and gone that leaves you wanting more but can't satisfy. Father, forgive me for taking so long to see that you're all I need. With every
number 18 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, it's Ryan Stevenson with Lifted Hands. On last week's countdown, Josh Baldwin had the number 3 song, Stand in Your Love.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Mercy Me was singing the number two tune, Best News Ever. What if I were the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's the best news ever. And for the second week at the top of the chart, it was for King and Country with God Only Knows, last week's number one song on the weekend top 20 countdown. God only knows. Country, God Only Knows. Can they make it three in a row? Well, we'll find out together here on the countdown. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got your top 17 songs, and a special song feature from Matthew West is coming up too, right here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
This is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Thank you for listening this weekend. And if you're on Twitter, we are too. You'll find us at 20 Weekend. It's another way that we can stay in touch with you and connect with you throughout the week. Follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. Now we're back to the countdown with the number 17 song this weekend. It's Switch featuring Dylan Chase. This is called Symphony.
Number 17.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe. All these thoughts are shouting me. Try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming. Darkness echoes all around. Feels like everything is crashing down. Still I know where my hope is found. And it's only you and ooh. You say you're working everything for my good and ooh.
Music dumb from all my unruly notes. Distance is dissonance moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes. Then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a chord with a source preventing through strife. And I've tasted suffering. I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now. But a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed. Tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's tempo is set whenever we remember this.
Drowning out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are writing a symphony, and even in the madness, there's peace. Drowning out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are writing a symphony, oh. Oh,
Symphony at number 17 for Switch, featuring Dylan Chase on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, now we have a special song feature we want to play for you here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. It's a song you may have seen in the movie theaters recently. It's Matthew West. Here he is with Unplanned.
I'm looking at a masterpiece. I'm staring at a work of art. I'm listening to a symphony in every beat of your tiny heart. You used to be a choice to make, but now I think you've chosen me. 'Cause I see 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, and I know this is meant to be. Oh, I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world in his hands, I know that there's no such thing as unplanned. Destiny love has brought to life. I thought it was my story's end, but now the future's all I see. Instead of asking who you might have been, I'm wondering who you're gonna be. 'Cause I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance.
From you when I was made in the secret place.
When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body.
All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
Every life deserves a voice. Every child deserves a chance. You are more than just a choice. There's no such thing as a plan. Every life deserves a voice. Every child deserves a chance. You are more than just a choice. 'Cause there's no such thing as unplanned.
Our special song feature on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is Matthew West. That's called Unplanned. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of our special song feature, we always love hearing your comments at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Jamie Kimmett is up next on the Countdown with Prize Worth Fighting For.
Number 16.
Lately, been down so low. My faith seems to come and go. Some days, Father, I don't know. How did my love grow cold? But you helped me see again. This world is not the end. Jesus, my sweetest friend. You're worth the suffering. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward. When every day is just an
another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. The battle rages on, your promise keeps me strong. I know I'll win this race with your unfailing grace. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward. When every day's just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Your love is my reward, the price worth fighting for. Jesus, you're worth my all. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward. When every day's just another struggle, every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Every day is just another struggle, every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta pray. Press on to the prize worth fighting for.
At number 16 on your playlist, that's Jamie Kimmett, Prize Worth Fighting For, on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, stay with us here on the countdown. We got 15 songs to go. Mike Weaver is here from Big Daddy Weave. He'll share some thoughts on getting closer to God. And Rachel James is here with the latest in Christian music news, too. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, six whirlpools, three pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Event, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
The Weekend Top 20
Countdown.
Countdown.
Thank you for joining us here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. In 2 Timothy, the writer says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Hey, if you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on this wonderful radio station, we've got podcasts that you can listen to anytime at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Check that out. Now, we're up to the latest from Big Daddy Weave. And Mike Weaver, the lead singer, gave us some insights about getting closer to God.
It's about coming to the place where all of our efforts are at their end. It's not about us being a better person for God, but it's about realizing that He wasn't looking for gold or silver vessels in the first place. That He was looking for somebody who is no longer filled with themselves. He's looking for somebody who realizes their great need for Him, because that's where He wants to show up. If you listen to the Beatitudes, it's like the people who Jesus is saying blessed are, you know, as far as I can see, those aren't people that I would, you know, consider very blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Basically, blessed are these people who find themselves in scenarios where they realize how badly they need him, man. And the reason they are blessed is because he is the fulfillment of that blessing. He is the fulfillment of the promise that he's making there. It's about us yielding our way, our desire, what we think is significant, and letting him come and fill us up with what he wants to do and live through us, man. We just are a channel for kingdom things.
Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave talking about the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. If you get some time this weekend, read that. Big Daddy Weave is up next with their latest. This is called Alive.
Number 15.
Transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood. But God, far from being perfect, there are days that I regret. On this battlefield I struggle with the lies that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you kept record of my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy,
it's number 15 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, Big Daddy Weave and Alive. Hey, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown has a Facebook page. We would love to connect with you there. Check out our page and request to be a fan if you're not one of those yet. You'll find us at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the Facebook link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. And speaking of that Facebook page, here's a note from somebody who posted this past week. Stephanie Rohrbaugh from Pea Ridge, Arkansas, sent us a note in response to our poll question. Happy Easter weekend. What's your favorite thing to do after Easter service? And this is what Stephanie said. We have Easter lunch after church, and then we hunt eggs. After the hunt, I will read my devotionals and just relax. That's great. Thank you, Stephanie. I hope you had a great Easter. We appreciate you reaching out to us and being one of our friends on Facebook. And if you'd like to be our Facebook friend, just like Stephanie from Pea Ridge, Arkansas, and more than 12,000 other listeners, just go to facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the Facebook link on our website at weekendtop20countdown.com. Okay, now we're back to the countdown. Chris Tomlin's up next. This is called Is He Worthy?
Number 14.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? That you could see it all made new. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light?
Lion of Judah.
Chris Tomlin at number 14 this week. Is he worthy on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown?
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel has that for us.
A fire ignited on Citizen Way's Generosity Rocks tour bus during a recent tour stop in Michigan. Thankfully, no one was seriously injured in the fire, but the bus is a complete loss. Firefighters were able to recover the Bible of Citizen Way's Ben Calhoun that his father used in seminary, charred black and open to Ephesians 2. We are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus. A fundraising page established by the nonprofit Generosity Rocks has been set up to raise money to keep this ministry traveling on the road. This mission is going forward. We need to replace this transportation as part of that mission, Ben states on the donation page. We want to continue bringing this message of hope found in Jesus and generosity to your community soon. To donate and find out more information, visit GenerosityRocks.com.
Thanks, Rachel. More music news can be found at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Hey, we're already up to the number 13 song this weekend. It's Cochran and Company. This is Church, Take Me Back.
Number 13.
There was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching. But every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Trying to walk on my own, but I'm wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners, it's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. I wanna go to church. Oh, more than an obligation, it's our foundation. Feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church.
It's number 13 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, Cochran and Company. Church, Take Me Back. I'm Kurt Wallace with 12 more songs to play for you, and we'll find out the results of last week's online poll, too. Right here, when we come back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. The songs you love the most. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. It's the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. And our toll-free comment line's open. If you want to call now and tell us what you think about a song or an artist, and maybe you share that story with us, and just maybe we may share your story and song someday on the air. The number to call is 888-295-SHOW. That's 888-295-SHOW. Speaking of great songs, it's the Newsboys up next with Greatness of Our God.
Number 12.
been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural.
But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our God. In awesome wonder, He reigns forever. We know the greatness of our God. His power is endless. He lives within us. We know the greatness of our God. The greatness of our God. There's no one above Him. Only our Savior wears the crown. There's none who can stop Him. Not even the grave could hold Him down. There is only one King who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our God. In awesome wonder,
the Newsboys, Greatness of Our God. It's number 12 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, don't forget, each week we conduct an informal poll on our website. And last time when we ask you, Happy Easter weekend, what's your favorite thing to do after Easter service? 4% of you answered spending more time in the Word and reflecting on Christ's resurrection. 14% replied church fellowship or party. 22% said you were having an Easter egg hunt. And a huge 60% had planned lunch or dinner with your family. Hope you had a great time. Now on this week's poll, we want to know this. Which of these May album releases from legendary CCM artists have you most excited? Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman's A Great Adventure, live solo performances of timeless hits, The Newsboys, United, or Kirk Franklin, Long Live Love? Tell us which project you're looking forward to the most at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, let's get back to it. Crowder's up next. Here he is with Red Letters.
Number 11.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The
crowd was shouting, crucify. Could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I
Red Letters from Crowder. It's number 11 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Thank you for listening to the countdown this weekend. Coming up, we'll get your top 10 favorite songs on the radio for you on the way to the number one song in the country. And Rachel's back with more Christian music news, too, when we return to the second half of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend's Top 20 Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps You, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
Has hope become a stranger in your life? Do you feel trapped? Are you caught in a whirlpool of life and responsibilities that you can't escape? Maybe hope is gone because someone robbed you of your childhood or your youth. Or maybe it's a dream that you know will never come true. We can wish differently, but life will never be painless. But you're saying, where can I find a place where there is peace? Peace is found only in Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Jesus is triumphant over every pain, every failure, every heartbreak, and every hope for this life. Jesus tells us, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you would like to speak with someone right now about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 888-NEED-HIM or go to www.chataboutjesus.com.
I felt desperate,
messed up,
fake.
I didn't know how to be normal.
Stressed out,
pain,
guilt.
My life was spinning out of control.
Lost,
a long time.
Pressure,
turmoil,
miserable.
I hated myself. What I needed was for him to just grab me and say, you know, I've got this. I've got you. And I'm in control. And you don't have to be anymore.
Discover peace in the midst of your pain. IamSecond.com.
The Weekend Top 20. Weekend Top 20. Countdown.
We're back with the second half of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Thank you for listening this weekend. I'm Kurt Wallace. In Psalm 119, we're told, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. I delight in your commands because I love them." Each weekend, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is heard on some great radio stations all over North America, and we love them at WCIC 98.9 FM in Bloomington, Illinois, and also 88.7 The Bridge in Milford, Delaware. We're so glad you stations are a part of the Weekend Top 20 family. Thank you for being a part. And we're ready to kick off the top 10. Danny Gokey has that one for us. It's Haven't Seen It Yet.
Number 10.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer.
Just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
haven't seen it yet. It's number 10 for Danny Gokey on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. How many of you like our first responders? How many of you love the first responders? You know, our policemen, the fire department, the paramedics, those people that jump into action when there's danger without even thinking twice. I love them for that. I also love them for the big hearts that they have, especially for some kids who are facing some pretty big health issues, like Matthew Martinez, who lives in Richmond, Virginia. He had always dreamed of being a part of the Richmond Police Department. And this past week, through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, his dream became true. In fact, the Richmond Police made him an honorary member of the Richmond SWAT team. So he got all the treatment for that whole day of being a part of the SWAT team. And it's really special because Matthew has cystic fibrosis. It's the same disease that actually took his brother's life on Christmas Day. I mean, can you imagine as a parent facing that twice with two of your boys? I have a feeling, though, that that experience kind of took away that thought for at least a day in Matthew and his family's life. So thankful for our police and our firefighters who take the time to make those special dreams come true for kids. So glad they're around. How about you? Hey, and if you will, join me this weekend in praying for that little boy, Matthew Martinez, who's facing cystic fibrosis. Now let's get back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. With I Am They, this is called Scars.
Number 9.
Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm thankful for the sky, without them I wouldn't know your heart, and with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful, I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without
The number 9 song comes from I Am They, Scars, on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
Danny Gokey's 5th studio album release, Haven't Seen It Yet, made an impressive debut on the Billboard Top Christian and Gospel Album chart, landing at number 1. It's always amazing and gratifying to see something you've worked hard on reach a number 1 debut, Danny commented. I'm beyond thankful for the support of my team, and most importantly, every single person who continues to purchase or stream the new music. Above all of that, I'm honored that God gives me the opportunity to write songs to inspire and uplift people going through difficult times and dark places. I've been there, and I know that sometimes a message of hope is all you need to keep pressing through to the other side. Danny also previously announced the second leg of his Hope Encounter Tour, featuring a 31-city lineup kicking off September 26th. For more information, visit DannyGokey.com.
Thanks, Rachel. More music news can be found on our website anytime you want it at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Okay, we're back to the countdown now. Casting Crowns with their former number one song. At number 8 this weekend, it's Only Jesus.
Number 8.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
The number 8 song this week is from Mark Hall and Casting Crowns. That's called Only Jesus on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, stay with us. Still to come, 7 of the biggest songs in the country. And Stars Go Dim share the story behind their new song and our future hit for the week, You Know Me Better. It's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Top 20 Countdown.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
You're listening to the best Christian songs in the country right here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. Hey, if you're on Twitter, we are too. Would you follow us there at 20 Weekend? It's another fun way that we can stay in touch with you and connect with you throughout the week. Follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. All right, let's get back to the countdown. Here we go with Lauren Daigle. She's up next with Look Up Child.
Number 7.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child.
Look Up Child. It's Lauren Daigle at number 7 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
And now we're up to a song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the countdown. This weekend, it's a brand new song from Stars Go Dim. And when we sat down to talk with them, they told us the story behind the music.
For most of my life, I've been a singer. I've traveled the world, worked in the church, and used the gift God gave me for good. But what I didn't realize is I had placed a great deal of my identity in that gift. A year ago, in an effort to be with my family more, my wife and children and I moved across the country. We stepped into faith, and I took 6 months off from doing any work. And during that time, I struggled. I struggled with my sense of identity. Who was I if I wasn't leading music in front of people? Who was I if I wasn't traveling the world sharing this message that God had given me? And that's when the Lord spoke to me so clearly. You see, God knows us better than we could ever know ourselves. But He also knows us as better people than we could ever know ourselves to be. And He told me who I was. Honest, good, worthy, and loved. If you struggle with similar feelings or struggling with your identity or putting your faith and trust in things that are fleeting, I pray this song can speak to your heart so that you'll truly know that you are honest, you are good, you are worthy, and you are loved. You're who God says you are. He knows you better.
Stars Go Dim there talking about this song that we want to play for you. Our future hit from Stars Go Dim is called You Know Me Better here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Can't wrap my mind around it, the way you see me like gold. You stand in my mess and call out the best in me. When my mind gets crowded with the lies that I'm told, you tell me the truth and show me that you believe in me. You believe in me. You know me as honest, you know me as good, you know me the way that I wish I could. You know me worthy, you know me loved, you know me better. Ooh. When I don't know where to find me, show me where to start. Show me who you are, so I know who I am.
Our future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is called You Know Me Better. That Stars Go Dim. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of this week's future hit from Stars Go Dim, log on to our website. It's WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Okay, we're already up to the number six song this weekend. It's Josh Baldwin, Stand In Your Love.
Number six.
Tries to roll over my bones. When when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own. When brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
Love is at number 6 for Josh Baldwin on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, we got 5 more songs to play for you. You're going to hear those next, and we're going to tell you how you can go cruising with DC Talk here in just a little bit, too. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, 6 whirlpools, 3 pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Event, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. You are listening to The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. You having a good weekend? I hope you are. In Proverbs 3, it says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." Listen, if you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on this station, we forgive you. But you can always catch up by checking out podcasts and past shows. Those are posted online now at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Hey, folks in over 70 countries do that every weekend. Now we're up to the top five this week. Let's kick it off with Resurrecting. Here's Elevation Worship.
Number five.
Elevation Worship, Resurrecting. It's number five this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Backed by popular demand, DC Talk, one of the most influential and groundbreaking acts in Christian music, they're reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise, along with DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mac, Kevin Max, Mandisa, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and comedian John Crist will also be performing. The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th on board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, with ports of call that include Port Canaveral, Nassau, Bahamas, and the private island, Cocos Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family. And cabin reservations and more info is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com. Okay, well now we're back to the countdown. Pat Barrett is up next with Build My Life.
Number 4.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside.
It's number 4 on your list of favorites, Build My Life, Pat Barrett, here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Curb Word Records have a chance now for you to win a copy of We Are Messengers' new EP. It's called Honest, that features songs like Maybe It's Okay and The Devil Is a Liar. Just log on to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win a copy of We Are Messengers' new EP from your friends here at the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And who knows, if you do that, you might be one of our lucky winners on next week's show. Just like Maureen Harris from Sierra Vista, Arizona, listening to our show on KWRB at 90.9 FM. Congratulations, Maureen. We'll be sending you a copy of We Are Messenger's new EP called Honest from your friends here at The Countdown. All right, time to break into the top three this week. We kick it off with Mercy Me, Best News Ever.
Number three.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's the best news ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Yeah. Some say he's giving slow. So try hard, then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true, explain to me what the cross is for.
Best News Ever from Mercy Me is number three this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, our toll-free comment line's up and running at 888-295-SHOW. If you want to call now and tell us a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-295-SHOW. Share your story, and someday you may hear your story and song here on the radio. 888-295-SHOW. All right, stay with us here on The Countdown. The number one song in the country is just around the corner, and Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers shares about what we can expect if we're at one of their concerts.
The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20. Countdown. Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. We got two songs to go here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And this week we talked with Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. And he shared with us about what people can expect at their concerts.
Oh my goodness. You can expect me to sound as random as I have in this interview. You can expect us to not play the same set any night in a row. You can expect us not to sing the songs in the same way. You can expect us to stop songs halfway through and preach. You can expect silence for awkward periods of time. You can I would love if people came expecting the whole view of Christianity and of religion to be just blown apart, not by us but by the Spirit of God, so that he could make it all new again. We've seen demons cast out, literally. I've been there, I've been involved. We've seen the sick healed, we've seen people suicidal turn away from that. marriages restored. See, we're a practical band. We believe that when you sing songs and you speak to people, if you tell them the truth, you've got to be willing to hold them in their ugliness. And we do that. We'll put our arms around you. We'll take our time. And we might offend you, but it won't be because we don't love you. It'll be because we love you too much not to offend you.
Such a good guy and such a great concert experience. Darren Mulligan and We Are Messengers there. And they have moved up on the countdown to number 2 this week. Here they are, We Are Messengers, and Maybe It's Okay.
Number 2.
If I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? If I didn't know what it cuts like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know the joy of coming home. Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. 'Cause the one who holds the world is holding on to me. Maybe it's alright if I'm not alright. 'Cause the one who holds the stars is holding my whole life. If I didn't know what it looked like to be dirty, then I wouldn't know what it feels like to be clean. And if all of my shame had drove me to hide in the shadows, then I wouldn't know the beauty of being free. Maybe it's okay. As in heaven.
We Are Messengers at number 2. It's Maybe It's Okay on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And before we hear the number 1 song in the country, let's turn back to our Facebook page. Here's a message from Amanda Milhorum. She's from Tennessee, and she sent us a note in response to our poll question. Happy Easter weekend. What's your favorite thing to do after Easter service? And this is what Amanda said. This year, my birthday is on the day before Easter, on Saturday. So we're having an Easter birthday dinner. Oh, that's great. Happy belated birthday, Amanda, from your friends here at the Countdown and everybody listening, too. On the count of 3, let's say happy birthday to Amanda. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Thanks for sending us that note. We're glad you're one of our Facebook friends, and we appreciate you taking the time to post on our page. And if you'd like to be our friend, just like the birthday girl, Amanda, all you have to do is go to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown Facebook page and join our community. You'll find us at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown, or look for the Facebook link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. Okay, now for the third week in a row, for King and Country has the number one song. Here they are with God Only Knows.
Number one.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Saw them, they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Understood and the ones to blame.
What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
Weeks in a row at number one. Congratulations to Joel and Luke Smallbone from For King and Country. God Only Knows is the number one song again here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And there you have it. It's the 20 songs at the top of your list of favorites. The Weekend Top 20 chart is compiled by tabulating music playlists from adult contemporary Christian radio stations across the country. Let me take a moment to thank our special guests who joined us on this weekend show, Ryan Stevenson, Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave, Stars Go Dim, and Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. Don't forget, you can always find great giveaways and links to the most current Christian music news on our website, WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Don't forget to sign up to be a fan of ours on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown is produced by Jason Burrows. Our executive producers are Ken Farley and Brandon Rabar. The show is written by Wes Shatler. And Rachel James is always here with the latest in Christian music news. Next week, we'll do it all again, and I hope you'll join us as we count down the top 20 Christian songs in America. Until then, from the beautiful state of Indiana, where spring is definitely blooming, right outside our window, there's a beautiful dogwood blooming. I need to take a picture of that and post it on the Facebook page. So pretty. Love those dogwood trees. Hope you'll make a difference in someone's life this week. Happy May, and God bless you.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps You, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
I was confused when my dad left.
Reputation was everything for me.
I sunk to the lowest gutter I could ever think of.
I didn't know how to have a normal relationship with food.
I didn't need help from anybody.
I had Jack.
Verbal abuse.
Objects of ridicule.
Crystal meth.
She caught me.
I fail.
Father?
Everybody's chasing something.
Truth. Hope.
Freedom.
Peace. Love.
It's exactly what I've been searching for.
Find what you've been searching for at IamSecond.com.